Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I'm your host, Em, and today you've got just me. This is a solo episode. In fact, this is my first solo episode ever, so please be kind. I'm gonna try not to ramble, but it feels really funny to just be sat here in my living room looking around and no one is here and no one is on the remote phone call to talk to me. So you just get me today, but I'm gonna try to keep it super tight. I kind of just wanna share my top five tips on how to start a podcast. And we're gonna keep it really top line because I just think there's so much information I could share, but I wanna just keep it to just the top five things that I think you really need to think about and have sort of tight when thinking about launching a podcast. I guess first and foremost, starting a podcast is no easy feat. If you've done any research at all, you'll probably know there's a lot of work and legwork, and the workload can be heavy and it can feel like a lot. There's just a lot of different components that come along with producing a podcast. So let's just back it up. So number one, first and foremost, what I always tell people is like, get your sound super, super tight. You want your sound to be as professional as possible. There are so many podcasts out there and they're are only new ones launching every day. So you want to stand out from the beginning in just having a very professional sound podcast. This is not necessarily an easy feat, but all you need to do is just do a little bit of research, which is what I did at the beginning. So what you're going to need a microphone. So you're going to need a USB microphone that is reliable. They're not too pricey and you can go more expensive with it. That would be something like the Blue Yeti. I think that one's like over $100. I'm going to butcher the brand name. I think it's called Fifine, F-I-F-I-N-E. And this one has worked really well for me. It's been under $100 and it gets the job done. You're also going to need a hosting site. So I personally use Audioboom, but you can also go with Acast, and there are probably a slew of other new ones. But you're going to need one of those to get your pod up and running and connected to Apple Pods, Spotify, and all of the major platforms to get your pod out there. Lastly, so if you're not into sound, audio, you're not an audio expert like me, I was not this person, you can also try going with a sound agency to help you get your pod out the door, get your pod recorded with a jingle, find music for your intro, and then they can also help you with the editing. So this is something that I outsourced because I'm just personally not a sound expert. I can edit photos and videos all day for Instagram, but sound is a whole nother beast. So if you can just do a quick Google and try to find either an agency to help you get things off the ground or a sound engineer who's freelance. They can help you get your podcast edited, and each week they can really be someone for you to lean on to ask questions for this type of thing. If you're going to be recording in person, which is what we all did pre-pandemic, you are going to want to get a handheld recorder. The one that I used was a Zoom, and you can get this on Amazon. I can include links as well in the show notes so that you guys have everything in one place. In addition to the handheld recorder, you're going to also need two plug-in microphones so you can take it with you to speak with whoever you're going to be talking to if it's an interview-style podcast. If it's not and you're doing solo episodes, cool. You just need one mic. And then the last thing that I want to say, I guess, in this section is for remote calls, which during the pandemic, this has been sort of everything. I've been recording my podcast up in the comfort of my bedroom. I use a site called Clean Feed, and it has been amazing. The sound quality is great, even if my guest does not have a mic. So this has been really key. The other recording platform that is really popular is Zencastr, and this one has video functionality as well, which is awesome. So if you are on a remote call, you can also record your video. And then the last point, sorry, again, there's so much here. You're gonna want to have a backup file. So on a Mac, if you just do QuickTime Player, you can record an audio file And your guest is going to do that on the other side if you are doing an interview style pod, and they can also record a backup audio file on their side. That way you have two separate audio files, and in case something goes wrong, which this happens, if there's a tech glitch, you have something to back you up. So I always say to do this. This is just really key. At one point, I had a well-known beauty founder come over to my apartment. This was years ago, to record our pod. We recorded everything. I did my checks at the beginning, and at the end, I downloaded the file, and the file was corrupt. There was no, you know, rhyme or reason. The file was just not usable. So you don't want to get in a situation like I did. So always have a backup for yourself, even if you're recording with someone in person and you can just flick on your iPhone and have a recording while you guys are talking on your mics. Okay, so my next point is extremely important, and I feel like I probably should have started out with this. And this goes back to why you're starting your pod. What's the name of it? What's the theme? Find your why and pick a niche. With so many different podcasts out there, you really want to get as specific as possible, but also don't overcomplicate it. So pick a theme, pick something specific, and keep with that theme across all of your branding, across all of your social media content, your cover art. So your cover art, so that's that little square icon in Apple Podcasts where you're going to want something really eye-catching, and that really just shows what your theme and what your show is all about. So for mine, the big move, I was really obsessed with collages at many points during my life and just growing up, and then I would collect postcards from all of my different travels. So I thought it could be cool to put together sort of like a collage and a backdrop for my icon photo, and then overlay it with a photo of me. I'm holding a mic. You know, it's just, it's sort of me having fun. It's upbeat, it's natural. And that's sort of what I tried to keep it to. So just something eye-catching. And again, if this is not something that is your forte in terms of putting together a graphic, try to outsource it. Shop around for a freelance graphic designer. They probably won't charge you too much for something like this, as long as you have your ideas put together and you have the components to what you're looking for, and then they can help you put together your podcast art. Cool. So on to number three. So you want to get down the formatting of your podcast. What is the style of these episodes? Are you doing solo episodes? Is it just you? Are you having guests on? Are you having multiple guests on? This can really change and evolve over time, but from the get-go, you're going to just want to figure out, you know, what kind of formatting you want each week, because I think consistency is really important. So even down to like length of episode, are you looking for something bite-sized to put out there to start? Maybe you want to do like a 20-minute episode and you want to do weekly, or maybe you want to do a bit longer, so an hour, and you're talking to a guest. It's really totally up to you, but I think having that consistency and that style down from the beginning is really, really important. So going back to the big move, something that I really wanted to do, and I knew this from the very beginning because the pod was really inspired from all of the women that I've been meeting over here in London, and I wanted to bring them together to share their stories. So I knew that I wanted to talk to somebody else in sort of an interview style formatting each week, but I wanted to keep it really chatty. So I never wanted my guests to feel like, you know, this was a very strict interview. We had to stick to the questions. It's meant to be conversational and chatty. So I think, again, it just goes back to your style, sort of what you envision for your pod, and whether or not you're going to be bringing guests on, or if you're going to be doing solo episodes too, and just come up with that formatting and stick to it. Okay, number four. Content. There is so much to share around this subject, but content and social media are going to be a really, really pertinent piece of your strategy in getting your podcast out there. So along with the podcast, that's obviously going to be shared on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and the other major recording platforms, what do you want to share each week? So you might want to get a separate Instagram handle for your podcast. That's completely up to you. Or just start sharing your content on your main page or your personal page. Doesn't really make a difference to me. I just think at the beginning, you need to start putting things out there. So figure out if you're going to have a separate Instagram handle. Grab that handle ASAP as soon as you have your name, because those get snatched up very, very quickly. You're going to want to use a planning app. So for Instagram, Planoly and Unum, U-N-U-M, are amazing. And those are both ones that I use on the regular to maintain my main page, The Lipstick Fever, and then also the podcast page. So it's a great planning tool, and you can just lay things out ahead of time and move them around from there. You can also put in captions and just have things like really ready to go. The other thing that you're going to want to think about is email marketing. Are you going to want to put out a weekly or bi-weekly email? Flowdesk is literally gold. It is so professional and tight looking. You don't need a graphic designer. You can literally just pick your formatting and do everything yourself. It's a really easy to use tool. So I love Flowdesk for that. And then I think the other thing that is really key for content right now is video. Video is king. Video is literally everything. So if you can come up with a video strategy to share along with your podcast every week, that's going to be a really great way to go. And again, you don't have to overcomplicate it. You can keep it really simple. It can be as simple as having the audio overlaid on a single image. And you can do this in Canva. Canva is a really great video app. Wave and Headliner are also amazing platforms for just creating really quick audiograms. Those are pieces of content that you can share on your Instagram page, on your stories, along with your podcast every week. Another little video tip that I'm going to offer here, and I've been kind of playing around with this on both of my pages, is behind the scenes. So like we were kind of just saying earlier, there is so much that goes into producing a podcast. So why not share some of the behind the scenes? It can be as simple as you are editing an audiogram, or you are putting together email marketing, and then you are sort of creating a montage video with all of the different components of what goes into sharing a podcast episode. I think that's just really cool. It gives people that inside look. It's interesting. And it also just is showing how much work, time, and energy is going into producing a single pod episode. So that's something that you can also play around with. A great video editing app just in general is called InShot. And that is one that I use literally every week for all of my videos. It's quick, it's easy. And I am not a video editing expert by any means. I've just taught myself within this app, and you guys can do that too. It's extremely easy. Okay, we're almost there. Who is sick of listening to my voice? These solo episodes are hard. I give all of the podcasters out there so much credit. But anyway, guys, number five, consistency is so key. And this is probably my most important tip. Figure out if you're going to do a weekly or a bi-weekly episode. And I guess what I would stress, and something that I'm still learning and I'm 2.5 years in, is weekly episodes are where it's at. So I think with weekly episodes, that's where you're going to see growth. So I don't know if you guys have heard of Stephen Bartlett, The Diary of a CEO. He shared a YouTube video about just growing your podcast. And I will share the link to this YouTube video. And essentially his top tip was, you know, when he went from bi-weekly to weekly, he saw that growth curve just spike. And so that's something that I'm trying to do myself. And it's super hard. You know, there's so many things that go into producing the pod, and it takes up a lot of time. It's a heavy workload. So turning around those episodes can be challenging. But I think a great way to start getting those weekly episodes out there is thinking about doing solo episodes. And just having a backlog. So if you can schedule in guests ahead of time and get yourself a bank of episodes to choose from so that you're not scrambling every week, that's going to be super, super key. So I think planning and having a really tight calendar with your guests a month or two out is super crucial. And the last thing that I would say, and the stat that I want to share, is 90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3. That's 1.8 million people who quit. So don't give up. It's a long grind. It's the long game. It's not a short game. Get yourself on that weekly schedule. Figure out what it is that you want to share every week from a content standpoint. Get involved in video and plan ahead, and you are going to be in really, really great shape. I hope that these tips were helpful. I feel like I just rambled for 15 minutes, but hopefully there is some value there for any of you who are thinking about starting a pod. It's been a journey, but I have to say, guys, that the podcast has been my most favorite, I guess I would call it, project that I've ever worked on since I've been freelance, since I've been a content creator starting in like 2017. It has been just so worthwhile and so fulfilling, and I've enjoyed it so much. I've met the most amazing people, and I can't say it enough. You know, despite the workload and despite all of the components that go into it, I really think that it's helped me grow as a business person, as a content creator, and hopefully you guys will find value in your journey too. So thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you did find value from this episode, please share it with a friend, tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast. I love to hear your feedback, and it'll help me figure out if we're going to be doing more solo episodes or not. So thanks again, guys.